Well, we don't want to break up the Royals, right? We want to keep this thing going.
Sure.
They won about, they won at the thing that I liked about this weekend was they won at different ends of the spectrum. Tight games, bludgeonings, you know, they won games with their bats. They won game with their arms. Mm-hmm. They looked good. This is a good ball club this weekend. Playing a good ball club, we think.
It really was. The Royals' record now is 18.9 and 27. If you want to extrapolate that over 2.7 per.
I'll take it.
But they are, most importantly, I guess, and that was thunder in the background, 3.5 back of the Twins. They better get used to seeing the Twins because they're going to play them a ton over the next week and a half. It's basically the Reds and the Twins over the next almost 2 weeks. But they won again yesterday. The Royals did 4-2. They sweep the Twins. Really, honestly, couldn't see this coming. The perceived weakness of this team still kind of is, and that's the pitching. Although they are sixth in the American League in ERA, but they're still kind of down toward the bottom, although getting better in on-base percentage allowed and total whip. But what we were both, you and I were both so excited about coming into this season, mostly before the COVID, mostly looking forward to a 162-game season, but still a 60-game season, once they got to full health, was their hitting. That's what I think you and I both were looking forward to with this bunch. And going into the off day, who would have guessed, I don't know, maybe we would have, but that the Royals are leading the American League in hits. They're second best in average. They, going into yesterday, led the entire American League in extra base hits. Overall, they're third in slugging. And overall, in the American League, they're third in OPS.
Wow.
And this isn't just aggregate numbers. You know, this is average. It's not just because they've played 17 games and only Seattle has played that many games. It's, you know, we're talking about averages here, not just – and they do lead the American League in hits, largely because they've played at least one more game and in most cases two more games than anybody in the American League. But that's with – Adalberto Mondesi's swing and miss rate, I guess we'll put it at. Alex Gordon not hitting, and Hunter Dozier just played yesterday. So kind
showed
of
up.
Yeah, he did. He kind of made a big splash in his first at bat. But
sure did.
From what we hoped, coupled with a couple of young starters in the rotation, and now Josh Staumont looking like, I'm almost afraid to complete the sentence.
Yeah, be careful.
Looking like a real force at the back end of a bullpen, throwing 99 to 101 with a hammer. This is maybe one of the most intriguing 7-10 teams in the American League, and can they, assuming they have health or some semblance of it, and that's a caveat of every team in Major League Baseball, not just the American League or the Central, but can the Royals make a real push? It's a four-game snapshot, but Bruce, we're a quarter of the way done. Like we're
right.
We're
it depends what four games you take a snapshot of with the Royals. But if you're only as good as your last game, or the three that preceded it, I'll take that. Again, I was very intrigued with young arms. They've got I'm all in on Singer. I think he's totally legit. Legit. I mean,
he turned in a veteran performance yesterday.
Yeah, he is legit, and I've seen him enough now to say this is a guy I can count on. Like I can go ahead and count on him. Look, if they pitch, what changes in the course of 162 to 60, I mean, the call is still the same as it's ever been. How you pitching? If you pitch well, whether you are playing a 60-game set or more, you're going to have a chance to win, and that's all you can ask for. But and the Royals are at that spot. So I like what I see.
They have a 3.95 team ERA, and that's largely with their bullpen. I guarantee you their bullpen has the most innings of any team in the big leagues, at the very least in the top two.
Seattle probably has a bunch too. But
there's been only one game where the Royals haven't had to ask for 12 outs out of their bullpen. And I think that was when Duffy went six at Wrigley, I think. But look who all of a sudden is third in the American League in stolen bases.
Yeah.
They must have heard me. Because they had like one or two when I was bitching about them not even running anymore. Mondesi's got four all of a sudden. They have 12 overall. And I know that's really way down the list of the totem pole of important stats nowadays, but it's what they used to be really good at. And if you got Mondesi and Brett Phillips when he's in there, he's really fast. Nicky Lopez has shown that he's not very fast. He needs to stop trying to run. But
we're coming to the end of our Nicky Lopez. I think there was some hope within the last year or so. Nicky Lopez.
He ran into Juan over the weekend and had three hits in the series.
He was three for seven.
He hit a real home run. He hit an over-the-fence home run. You know what else he did? He, Mondesi, and Perez all did this yesterday. Walked.
Yeah, it's
they
almost,
all walked in the same game.
It's funny that you notice that when you watch the Royals. It's like, oh, what? Wait, huh?
Nicky, Mondi, Perez, Soler, and Whit all drew a walk yesterday. Alex Gordon went 1-for-11. And Mondesi went 2-for-12. Mondesi's, the difference between, and here's why I'm holding out some hope for him versus Gordo, for example, besides their age. Mondesi was a chaser last year. I mean, he'd swing at the rosin bag if he threw it up there. His problem this year, which leads me to be a little more hopeful with him, is he's not chasing as much. He still swings and misses a fair amount. But to me, that clues me in, says that he's at least clued in to what a strike and a non-strike are, what a good pitch to swing at and what a bad pitch to swing at is, and figuring out a hole in his swing at the strikes that he swings at. You know what I mean? I mean, he's still swinging and missing a fair amount, but at least he's chasing pitches that are strikes. And I feel like at least if you have that baseline, you got something to really work on. And considering his tools and how fast he is, and he's a switch hitter, if he's just swinging at strikes, that's a hell of a place to start, considering this is the big leagues, and you're not going to have a very long career if you're swinging at balls out of the strike zone. Now, I don't know enough about hitting to tell you Royals fans how Mondi can fix it, but at least he's chasing far less than he did in the last couple of years, at least from what I've noticed. Sal Perez went 6-for-11. He has the most hits in the major leagues, and he also has the most hard hit balls in the major leagues. Soler went 5-for-12 with a couple of home runs. Moving him to the number two spot may have not been the answer, but just getting him a couple extra at bats, or maybe one extra at bat a game, is paying off. Those were the guys that were the heroes, Soler and Sal. And Josh Staumont went 2 scoreless yesterday. Barlow got the save, I think largely because Rosenthal had pitched 2 days in a row. Holland went 3 days in a row. He pitched a 6 yesterday. So while it's not necessarily a closer by committee, it's definitely a mishmash of when you're going to pitch. And hopefully, and again, it's in essence working out for Mike Matheny, but I'm hoping that pitching Ian Kennedy just whenever will become easier on Ian Kennedy as we go along, because he hasn't been all that sharp. And he's kind of got the closer syndrome don't you think? I mean, if it, the game's on the line, that's when he's at his best. But
if it's not
and it's 6-1, and if I'm pitching in the sixth inning or seventh inning instead of the ninth inning, I'm just not the same. Boy, that's Ian Kennedy to a T right now. Not that he's pitching terrible, but and he was never a lockdown closer anyway, but he always seemed to do exactly what he needed to do.
He's a pro.
En route to his 30 saves. Yeah, I hear you, but
he
needs to string a couple of scoreless outings together for me.
He does. Okay, now, so we've moved the needle forward. It's jumped a little bit this weekend. You know, I got to be honest with you, Shane. It didn't totally stun me that they could sweep the Twins. Wouldn't have expected it. Certainly wouldn't have called my shot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think I heard too many others doing it either. But
yeah, we didn't see a sweep.
No, I mean, no. But having said that, when you stop to look at the way that they've pitched, who's been doing it, and what you saw is a few guys start to wake up, Soler in particular. I mean, there were some guys that had good weekends. And so my question is, because in a 60-game – and we're past the quarter pole, by the way. So think about that, gang. We are past the quarter pole. We're past the first quarter of the season. That's how quickly this thing is going to go. Where are we with Mike Matheny? Because it's a changing proposition on an almost daily basis. But do we look at last weekend – start to see some of the method to the madness? Do we start to say, okay, I get it? Or is it just a question of guys playing well at the right time?
It seems to me like this is a case of a leopard changing his spots, and that's Mike Matheny becoming a player's manager when reportedly, and I'm not going to go all the way in on what happened when he was in St. Louis, but he, from what I heard, kind of had a bad rap, had a bad rep too.
Yes.
But he couldn't be more of a player's manager listening to the players.
Right.
Whit Merrifield, probably the mouthpiece of the Royals, has spoken very glowingly about Matheny. He loves playing for him. Nicky Lopez too. He's sung Matheny's praises. It's been an interesting little revival. And staying of the course, I suppose, maybe more importantly than anything, because even when they weren't hitting, when the results weren't there, the hard hit rate was up among the best in baseball. And it's just like, okay, you know how baseball is. I know you could get frantic,
sure,
and I know you can get anxiety with it only being a 60-game season, but keep doing what you're doing, and things will start to fall in for you, Sal. I assume Soler, because he hits the ball so hard all the time. Hold the fort till Dozier gets back. Mondi, you just swing at strikes and you're going to end up okay.
Right.
Franco, it seems like, has at least one extra base hit every game. There's a reason why they call them averages. And I guess you got to give kudos to Mike Matheny for, you know, keeping everybody together. They were 3-10, and now they're 7-10, which doesn't sound like much, but 7-10 kicks ass compared to 3-10, and you go into the off day, which we'll talk about in a little bit. We're late, but Mark, you got the last word of the segment.
Yes, I was wondering where you were on Bubba Starling. You know, it's kind of, we'd all like it to be a Hollywood ending. You know, local boy does well with the Royals, but and I know that he persevered in the minors for a number of years, but surely that rope's got to be a little bit tight. I know he's on injured right now, but they've got a lot of money invested in him, and I think the jury still may be out whether he can hit a curveball. You know, wonderful team player it appears to be, and great clubhouse guy. But baseball's a tough business. Are you still on board, or you think you give him a little bit more time, or do you think this is a pivotal year for him?
Hang in there, Mark. We got a break, and we got to come back and get to the next segment. But Bruce and I will talk about that the next segment. So we'll talk Bubba.
Good question.
And mix in the Cindy O'HRO question too. So we'll get to that as the Royals go into their off day. And I want to ask Bruce, what do you do on an off day in a pandemic? Do you fly to the next city or do you stay home? Because it's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Plus, Zach Plesac got in trouble in Chicago, too. So we'll talk Bubba. And Bruce and I will kick that around when we come back. Thanks for the call, Mark. Thanks for listening. It's Sports Daily, 944.